You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
At the end of my freshman year in high school, I recall that I had a desire to be, for a short time, a medical doctor. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. And so for my sophomore year, I began to sign up for classes, and science classes in particular. And it didn't take me long, about a week or so, to realize that I wasn't bent on cutting bodies. I don't think I could have ever done that, but I can cut wood. And so I went to a very similar, as a medical doctor, I went to wood shop and auto shop and metal shop and electric shop. And I went and took every shop class that's imaginable to man. And I put away that foolishness of being a medical doctor. I knew I could not do that. But I say that to say this. I discovered by loving anatomy that I have spent much of my life studying anatomy. I have science books in my office, and I have all the muscles where it's a skeleton. You can see the skeleton. You can see the muscles. You can see the veins. You can see the arteries. And quite frankly, I enjoy studying those types of things and learning more all the time. Thus, chapter 12 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. It's the prelude to chapter 13, love, and the love chapter, the charity chapter. You know, we just talked in 16 times and 18 times in 16 verses about the body. And it's referring to God's people. We'll see it in a moment. I love studying the body. You think of the heart itself, the heart that beats in your body, the heart at conception. By 21 days, the baby's heart is beating at adult rate between 70 and 80 beats per minute. That's amazing. 21 days. That's a living person. When we think of this, the heart will beat 70 million times a year. The heart will beat 2.5 billion times in our lifetime. You just think tonight when you lay down, if it just decides to miss a beat, you're in trouble, or two or three or four. The heart is amazing. With every time it beats, it shoots through our body 4 ounces of blood. That in itself, 70 times a minute, 4 ounces times seven, just it's shooting it through our entire body to circulate. It brings oxygen. It brings life, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. We have 3,000 gallons a day that is shooting, 3,000 gallons. Like you put 3,000 milk, a gallon milk jugs up here, it's 3,000 of those a day of blood that's pushing through our entire, and to think that we just evolved, it's amazing. 650,000 gallons a year. If you think of that 650,000 gallons, think of an oil tanker that's on the railroad track. And each one has 8,000 gallons. That would be 81 railroad containers filled, each one with 8,000 gallons of blood from you. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. That heart has to beat right. I don't know why the doctors always say, you have a strong heart. You have a good heart. And when I was young, I remember I was going to play a sport, and they said, you have to go get a physical. And the doctor said, oh, you have a slow heart. Well, it bothered me. He goes, no, slow hearts are pretty good. A lot of athletes have slow hearts. He said, you'll be okay. Now, you doctors are here. You can correct them if not, but don't tell me he's wrong, because I'm I'm living. I'm already 41 years old, and I just keep living. You take these feet of ours. These feet are so amazing. There's 28 bones in every foot, 56 bones in our feet. Now, there's ligaments, and there's blood flow, and there's tendon in our feet. You take this hand, there's 14 bones in this hand, 28 bones, and when you add the five palm bones, there's five right here, and you add the eight wrist bones, and there's eight right there, and it's 54 bones right here. These bones, if you look at a skeleton, they're so amazing because there's a bone here, and it's sort of like a socket, and a bone here, and a bone here, and then they grow from 3 to 4 to 5, and then back to 3. It's amazing you see these bones, but when you're born, they're not connected, any of them. None of those bones. And I don't know, Mrs. Romero, if they're, because babies fall a lot. I wonder if God, I don't know, you doctors could help me. I wonder if God did that so when little babies, there's still some movement, they're not yet attached together. By the way, when they're 4 years of age, they're not attached together. By the way, when they're 11 years of age, they're still not attached together. By the way, when they're 20 years of age, they're just beginning to really attach together. Some of you in college are still babies. You're 19, you're not even attached together. And I think your head's attached to your body, but I'm not certain. You know, the eye, you think of the eye, the cornea, the iris, the pupil. You think about the optic nerve. And it the eye develops after 3 weeks. And again, evolution is so wonderful. To think that in 3 weeks, 21 days, our eyes are already forming and our heart is already pumping 70 to 80 times per minute. And you think of this, the ear is already forming. You have the outer ear, the inner ear, and in 22 days, it's formed. The first 22 days, it is formed. It'll grow, of course, thereafter. You know, this body of ours must function as a unit. So if this leg and this knee and this hip and this ankle and this foot say, I'm going there, and this one says, I'm going there, it's gonna be a mess. They move together. And isn't it amazing that God didn't have our legs moving like this? That would be a long journey. But God figured it out, and this doesn't hurt. It's just great. I chart my steps on my phone, and it's wonderful to see how many steps I've taken a day. I like taking the steps every day, and it tells me how many I take. But God so that I designed it so that I'm not even thinking about how many steps. I'm just walking. Isn't it amazing that as I walk, and if my ear itches, I can put this hand right there and just itch it? Isn't it amazing as I'm walking and this one's itching and my hair begins to blow all over and I take this hand and I just go like this and hold number 7, 8, and 9 down and I just hold it there? Isn't it amazing I can do both those things? Isn't it amazing I can do this at the same time? Isn't it amazing that Brother Martinez can do that in elementary chapel with his head? He could put his head this way and his body goes this way. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And we've got elementary kids. Your kids are strange. 21 days, I don't know what they got, but they got something because they could put their head this way and their body goes this way. It is the great. Would you like to see Brother Martinez do that? Maybe we'll do that sometime. The body. God compares in Ephesians chapter 4, you and I as the body. The church. And the church must function as a unit. When the church ceases to function as a unit, you're going to have a heart attack. There's going to be a malfunction. It all works together. And you know, last Sunday night, Brother Poussin, and you were doing your situation with the security and everything, and Brother Reimers was doing things, and Brother Moyer was doing things, and deacons were doing things, and Brother Gong went out to the hot dog fellowship, and he got all the generator going and all the lights, because we were going to have a service, but we're absolutely having a hot dog fellowship. Banquet, excuse me, not fellowship. But Brother Poussin, I don't know who did it, but all of a sudden, I'm seeing your security, it was still light, open up all the doors. And I just want to release people yet. I wanted there to be safety in the release. And all the doors were opened. And the doors over here, it was warm in here that day, and they opened those doors, outside doors. And someone went and got all the candles that are battery operated. We've got 1,000 or something right around here. And everybody got a candle. And everybody got their cell phones out, 3 years old and above, and had the light, the flashlight on it. And I had a couple of flashlights or things. I hooked it. One of the college girls gave me something and said, hook this to your Bible. And I just used that. And somehow, and people have been writing in all week, somehow without power, I don't know, we call it a hot spot or something, they broadcast the 31-minute service around the globe. And somehow all the ushers were doing their what they were supposed to do. And you know what? There was no chaos. Because the body was functioning. Everyone did what they're supposed to do. Babies came over to mothers. And we made sure that they were all together right here. And then when it came to dismissal, nobody fell. Why? Because there was order. Let everything be done decently and in order. The body must function properly. Every area of the body, the eye, the ear, the mouth, the hand, is so important. It has to function. And if somebody here said, well, I'm the hand. I put my hand and my hand on a steering wheel of a bus. I saw that little mother, Naomi Lewis, driving a bus this morning. She sang right before I preached this morning. Just a little thing. And she's not behind that bus, driving that bus. We're going to have to get her a license. I think if she gets a license, she'll get off the sidewalk. But she's got her license, and she is a good driver. Now I know two ladies that are good drivers. I know a lot of ladies. In fact, you know that men are involved in more accidents than women? Did you know that? That's true. Men are involved in more accidents than women. There has to be a reason for this. And the reason is very obvious. We're trying to dodge you women. Exactly. All the men, if your wife will let you, say amen. Amen. Thank you, both of you. The body must function properly. If a bus, look, you just think of moving the buses today. Well, let me just tell you something. Those buses were, Brother Ray, every day this week, Brother Shelton, you're out there, Brother Ray's out there. I go by every day, and we said, should we hire you? And he goes, I'll just volunteer. Every day he's out there working. Brother Kennedy's all the time checking those buses, starting on Monday night, and we're writing things up. All those mechanics were working out there. I saw most of the noses, I don't know how many vehicles we had, all those noses are flipped over this way. They were inside those noses, underneath the buses, working on. Guess what, bus captain? You had a bus today to drive a bus because somebody in the body saw themselves as a foot. No one's lauding what you did. But because the mechanics did what they did, and because the men that showed up yesterday and took the buses to the gas station and put diesel fuel in those buses, and because people checked them, because a driver came and drove the bus, and a captain was there, and workers were there, we were able to pick up people today. The body was functioning. But then we get them here. Hundreds of them come in here, everywhere, both prophets. What do you do with them? Well, you have to have a Sunday school teacher. Now, they're not the foot, but they might be the hand. And they take those children and those people and teach them the Word of God and invest the Word of God. Do you know this? If you just take what it takes for everybody, the people that vacuum these hallways and this auditorium, 3,000 seats between every one of the seats, how many hours and hours it takes to get it done. and all the restrooms on this property and everything that is not really a prime job, a well-known job where you stand and preach the word of God and everybody sees you, but they clean the restrooms and they clean the nurseries. Amen. And they work around here, and the security and the parking lot, all those that are security right now. And the parking lot attendants that tell us how to leave this property always tell us, go this way, then obey. It all works together. Look what the Bible says. The importance tonight, chapter 12, verse 14. For as the body is one and hath many members, all the members of that one body being many are one body, so is also Christ. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. It's the arm part of the body. It's the limbs, it's the legs, it's the ankles, it's the knee bone. It all works together. And you try to do without them. For example, if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, am I not the body? Have you ever heard a song about toes? When I look at your beautiful toes, it moves. Nobody sings about toes. When I look into your eyes, does anybody sing, when I look into your eardrum, what do I see? Wax. Nobody sings about wax. Nobody sings about your eardrum. Nobody sings about your toes. Nobody says, oh, what a beautiful knee. That's a wonderful knee. Nobody sings about your knee. But we sing about the hand. His hand in mine. Jesus, hold my hand. And it's, don't mean it disrespectfully. We don't sing about Jesus, hold my foot. Feet are covered. They're stuck in shoes. And my feet might now just might say, you know what? I am totally embarrassed that I get stuck and I'm under that platform. The hands are all seen by everybody, but I'm a foot. And I'm not going to put up with this any longer. I want my foot to be seen. And so we put the foot out there so everybody could see the foot. You don't think I can get my foot up here, do you, Brother John? So I put the foot up here. And we got the foot up here. Now, let me, I'm wearing these shoes because I have a hole in them. I'm hoping someone will say, let's buy him a pair of shoes. There's no hole in there, is there? No. So, to God be the glory, great things he hath done. That's not the purpose of my, that's not the purpose of my foot. The purpose of my foot is to take me places. It's to take me out to direct traffic. It's to take me down the aisle to lead people to Christ.
Amen.
It's trying to figure out how to get this thing down. You know, the foot. The foot's important in the body. I have never stayed in the nursery, and I would never plan to stay in the nursery. But those ladies that are in the nursery right now gossiping, working. Those ladies that are in the nursery working right now, I don't want that job. I'm not equipped to do that job. I'm not going to do that job. Someone says, we ought to have a day where the men take the nursery. Are you a weirdo? Who would want to put your kid in a nursery? All the men are taking care of the children today. I'm not putting my kids in there. You know, that every part of the body, the eye, and that's what God's word says here. The foot, verse 15, can I say I'm the hand? I'm not the hand. I'm out of the body. Is it not the body? It's the ear because I'm not the eye. Is it not the body? The whole body were an eye. Can you imagine just one big old eye? Can't be an eye. We've got to have the eye. We've got to hear him. But watch it, verse 18. Now, if God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased them. You got four boys right down here. You four boys come and help me, please, okay? Now, and you can, when you come up here, fellas, just put your coats right over here, if you will. Good looking boys. This is Hudson and Josh and Dom and Riley. Okay, fellas. And I've got you, fellas. Let me see here, this shirt. Dom, this looks like it could be for you right there. Just leave it that way right there. And the other guys, I think, got you all large. Now, let's have you sort of spread out behind the pulpit here, okay? The better illustration would be if I told them to button a shirt. But fellas, what I'd like you to do, who's right-handed? Who's left-handed? Okay, so you can't use your left hand and you guys can't use your right hand. You're going to have to use one hand. And with that one hand, you're going to put this t-shirt on over your head and through your arms. All right? So the arm that you cannot use, you just got to leave it there. I would maybe start with trying to get it up that arm first with the other. And then you got to do one more thing. See, both arms are important. I want you to do it on one foot. On your mark, you got it? Come on, fellas. Foot up, Riley. There we go. Get set. Go. And they all cheated a little bit, really, quite frankly. Did you notice that? It's amazing. Riley started cheating, and then Dom, he could sort of, you guys can keep that as long as you promise to come to Golden State Baptist College, all right? Well, let's take your coach, and Dom's got a tag. Rip that tag off of there, okay? You know, it's so much easier with two hands. There's many of you in this auditorium, you do things I cannot do. I heard these girls sing tonight. Oh, they had such beautiful harmony. Nobody asked me in a group because I could not sing like that. But I can amen as they're singing. I'm part of the body. I can encourage. I can praise God with them. I wonder what part of the body. God tells us there's 9, some say 10 gifts, and he gives some of them right here that he gives to the church. When you got saved, God gave you a gift. God gave the gift of teaching. Some, one of the gifts is being a pastor. The gift of helps. The gift of mercy. The gift of governments or administration. We have to have people in this church that know how to administrate things. There's the gift of administering or serving, the gift of giving. If you gave the best you could give tonight, and God's giving you a gift of giving, you didn't do your best, you didn't have a good offering because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. I look at most of you, I think every one of you sacrificed way above. But God's given some of you folks the gift of giving. God gave some of you the gift of exhortation to encourage. God gave some of you the gift of mercy, our wisdom. Now, several things and I'm done. I'll say them quickly. One, all are important. God says every one of these gifts, where you're an eye, you're a foot, you're a hand, you're an ear, they're all important. So the mechanics, I can't do that job. They're important. The nursery workers, they're important. The parking lot attendants, they're important. The security, they're important. Secondly, God decides in verse 11 and verse 18 where you fit, severally as he wills. God, don't try to fit where you don't belong. That's why it always amazes me when in some pastors will call and say, I've got a man in my church, he's just constantly telling me how to preach, constantly correcting me. I've got a lady in my church, someone will say to me, she is constantly giving me ideas what I should preach, or constantly correcting me on how to preach, or maybe if I did this. You know, you're way out of bounds because you don't have that gift, lady. Not a lady in the Bible had the gift of being a pastor. God never called a lady to be a pastor. Get quiet in here now. I know CNN's probably watching, but that's no gift. Did you know that if God gave you a gift, it'd be good if you didn't tell the person with that gift how to do it? Leave that person alone. Well, I'm an ear. I can tell the eye. No, you can't. You do your ear thing. And thirdly, I'd like to say this. All of us need to fulfill our function. Verse 24, 5, and 6. Whatever you are, fulfill your function. And may I say this lastly? Number four. Failure to use your gift weakens the church. Failure to use your gift weakens the church. It looked like we had a full choir. I think that was the smallest choir we've had in a year tonight. But I think a lot of folks were out doing other things, getting ready for this tonight. But our choir is always filled, always overflowing morning and night on both sides. Why? Because everybody that can sing gets up there. They just get up there. They're fulfilling their task. But if you could drive a bus and you're not, we're weak. We have one route. Brother Kayon needs a driver right now. We just need a driver. But there's somebody in this church that could do that. I have more to say, but I think I've kept you long enough. Father, what a joy it is to be part of a church like this. I think in that auto shop how I would rebuild those motors, and we would have to grind the valves, seat the heads, rebuild the pump, the fuel pump, the carburetor. The pistons had to have their rings. We had to seat them properly. And it all had to go together for the motor to run properly. God, I think of that radio I built in an electric shop. Every tube had to be in its place and soldered in place, and every condenser, everything. The tuner, everything had to be in place. The case that I built to mount it all on, that metal case. The electricity that I put to it with a cord and plugged it in. And the result was I heard music out of the radio that I built. And I heard my car, after I ground the valves and put new rings in, I heard it running so well. And I pray that God tonight would realize how important every person is. Some have limelight positions. Lord, I have a limelight position. But the church is run for those that stand in the shadows. And I've always wondered, when we get to heaven, how many of those shadow people will go ahead of the line and receive the rewards that they have earned to give to Jesus Christ. And so many of us in the limelight might be at the end of the line, behind those that were quiet servants. Let's stand together, please. It's been a wonderful day. How about your position? Are you fulfilling it? Are you fulfilling your position? Could you fulfill more? Could you do more?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.